Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis Va'oid Shalach Lo. Today's daf is being done as a schos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miral bas Sara Rivka, and Chaya Devora Basara Sprinza. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Rav Nosson, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibod L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of Agadat Gemara, tucked away in Perek Arvei Pesachim, specifically Gemaras that deal with challah. But as in all Agadat Gemaras, the Gemara digresses, and then digresses from its digression. So just to frame exactly where the Gemara is as we begin today's daf. So the Gemara was discussing pshat in different psukim and halal. Specifically, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, Shabchu kol ha'umim, ki gover aleinu chazdoi, ve'emes Hashem lo'olam, Hallelujah. And the Gemara said that Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was sick, Shalachloi Rabbi, as in Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, sent a shliach to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and said that please tell us some of the things that you were mekabel from your father. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was the son of the great Rabbi Yossi, Shenimukai Imoi, and Rebbe was concerned that when Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi passes away, many of the teachings of Rabbi Yossi would go with him. So he said, please send us some ha'aris that you can tell us, we want to hold on to them, things that you heard from your father. So the Gemara says that he told him that his father once asked the question, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol ha'umim ki gavar aleinu chazdai. It makes no sense. The goyim and the umim are praising Hashem because of the chesed that Hashem does to the Yidin. If Hashem does chesed to the goyim, so the goyim should praise Hashem. The yidin should praise Hashem when Hashem does chesed with the yidin. But how does it make sense that Haluas Hashem kol goyim and shabchu kol umim ki gavar aleinu chazle? So Rabbi Yossi said you have to say that pshat in the pasuk is as follows: Haluas Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol umim when the goyim and the umim receive chesed from Hashem. But if that's the case, kal v'chaymer we need to praise Hashem when Hashem does chesed with us. And ochinami, the goyim and the umim are not praising Hashem for the chesed that Hashem does with us, but the pasuk is setting it up. David HaMelech said that madach the goyim and the umim they understand to give hoydat Hakadosh Baruch Hu when their bestowed chesed, kavachaymer yid, for sure us, this is something that we need to do. So yesterday we spoke out different pshatim in Haluas Hashem kol goyim, al derech, the pashit pshat of the pasuk, al derech, the way Rabbi Yossi understood the pshat in the pasuk in the Havamina. We said a pshat from the Pesach Inayim, the Chidah that the Velt says. We said a dover nifla in the name of the Yeshuas Yaakov. But regardless, we mentioned something that Rabbi Yossi had told, or Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had told Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in the name of his father, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is going to continue on that note. V'oid shalach loy, another thing that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in the name of his father. Shalish meis v'shishim v'chamisha shvakim b'krach gadol shal roimi. There were 365 streets in the big city in Rome. Each one of these 365 streets had 365 towers. That's how big these streets were. Each one of these towers had 365 steps. And each one of these steps had so much food that literally you could have supported the whole world with the food that was there. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Shmuel le Rabbi, v'amri lo le Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, hani leman. So who were all these things for? All this food that was in Rome, like what's the purpose in this? Amale, so he told him, l'cha u'lechavercha u'lechavrusecha. He said it's meant for you, and for your friend, and for your chavra the chavra. It's meant for us. It's meant for the Bnei Torah. Bishvil Yisrael Shinik Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shinik Bereshis. That's what this is all about. How do you know that? Shenemar. So he quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya Perichov Gimel. The pasuk says, V'hoyo sachra ve'esnano kodesh l'Hashem. Lo yeyotze v'lo yichosin. Ki la'yoyshon l'fnei Hashem yiyah sachra. Lechoy l'sovo v'lemechase otik. So the pasuk, high level, is saying that all this food and all this abundance is going to be for who? Ki la'yoyshvin l'fnei Hashem yiyah sachra. All this chayra is going to belong to the yoyshvin l'fnei Hashem. So said Rebbe, that's how I know. It's from this pasuk that I see that real schayra. Who is it supposed to be? It's supposed to belong to the Bnei Torah. So the Gemara just explains the pasuk. My lo yasa. What is lo yasa? Mitanim Rebbe Yosef lo yasa is a beis oitzer. It's referring to the oitzrois where people store food. V'lo yichasim. What's that referring to? Zeh beis geniza. That's the safe. That's where people store money. Ma'iki la yoishvim lefnei Hashem. Who are the yoishvim lefnei Hashem? Am Rebbe Laza. Rebbe Laza said zeh hamakim makim chaver b'yeshiva. This is someone that he spent so much time in yeshiva that he knows where everybody sits. Ikadami, some had a different version. Amra Balazar, Zamakabu Pnechaber Yeshiva. This is the person he spent so much time in Yeshiva that when you come into Yeshiva, he greets you. So, Pasha, you would think it's the biggest masmit. So it sounds like this is someone who's knows a little more about what's going on in the Beis Medrash. He's literally the doorman. You have to deposit your keys with him when you come in. Or this is someone who knows where everybody sits and where their hat is. But says the Gemara, these are La Yoishvin. Maybe there's a diak. La Yoishvin Lefnei Hashem, as opposed to La loimdim lefnei Hashem. Zok the Gemara, ma'ile mechase osik yoimin. What does that mean? So the Gemara says that mechase dvarim shukisa atik yoimin. Pasuk is referring to someone that conceals things that Hashem hid. Teres hanister is not something that he reveals. Maninu sisrei toiv. Ikadami. Some say zamegal dvarim shukisa atik yoimin. Just the opposite. It's referring to someone that reveals Torah that was hidden by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maniu. What's the Torah that was hidden where it's a good thing to reveal it? Tami Torah. It's referring to the time of the mitzvahs. It's referring to the time of the Torah. So what does it mean, the mechasa osik? Either someone that hides what's supposed to be hidden, or somebody that reveals that which is hidden. What's supposed to be hidden when you would say it's a good thing if you continue to hide it? That's Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah is not meant to be revealed. But then there's the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the Tamei HaTorah. That's the hidden Torah that's allowed to be revealed. So the Sisrei Torah that you're allowed to reveal and the Sisrei Torah that you're not allowed to reveal. The Sisrei Torah that you're not supposed to reveal, that's Maisa Merkava. That's Maisa Bereshis, even though we saw a glimpse maybe into the Maisa Merkava from the Heilige Chasam Sofer, Kuf Tzadik Ches, and all the Shemois and the Shem Haleluka. But that's obviously something that's meant to be hidden. But at the same time, there's also a concept of Sisrei Torah, which is allowed to be revealed. And what is that specifically? It's Tamei HaTorah. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchis Me'ila, says that a person should dedicate time. Roy la'adam lehisboinein b'mishpatei HaTorah ha'kdoisha v'leida soif inyonam kifi koichai. A person should try to understand the Mishpatei HaTorah as much as possible. What does that mean? If you have a halacha and you don't know the reason for this halacha, you should try to understand it as much as you can. And if you can't understand the time of the mitzvahs, then it should be okay. Don't worry about it. Then the Ram gives a whole shmuz about chukim. A chuk is a mitzvah that we don't understand. And it's okay to not understand tamiya mitzvahs. But the Ram prefaces his shmuz about the time of mitzvahs. Ra'ui la'adam lehispoinim b'mishpatei ha'tayra ha'kdoisha v'leid ha'soif inyanim kifi koichin. Rama means the time of the mitzvah. That is an idea for a person to try as best as he can to understand the time of the mitzvah. This Gemara that we just learned would seem to be a makar to the Rambam. There's a shvach that Yeshaya HaNavi is referring to in Perek Chav Gimel when Yeshaya HaNavi says there's something called l'mechase osik yoimin. And according to one pshat, that it's a good thing, and that's the Rambam, and then the Filchas Milut. The Rambam Lashitase, of course, wrote the Meir Nevuchim, which is dedicated in large part to understanding and explaining the Sisrei Torah that you're allowed to reveal, to understanding the Tamei HaMitzvahs. I'm Rav Kahana, Mishum Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. So we mentioned halachis related to Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. We've also been talking a lot about Tehillim, so everything converges now. So something that Rav Kahana said over in the name of Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. Rav Kahana, again, wasn't a Talmud of Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, who was a Talmud of Yudah Nasi, but he's saying it Mishum Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi. Something that he had been Mesorah. Ma'idich Siv. What's pshat in the pasuk that says Lam Natzeach Mizmer L'David? So Lam Natzeach is a word that we're very familiar with from Sefer Talmud. It's one of the 10 Lashonos of Shvach that the Gemara spoke about. So what does it mean, Lam Natzeach? Zamru, we should give Hoidah to Hashem to the person who when he loses, he's happy. So usually when a person loses, he's not so happy. Hence the term sore loser. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Einoy Kein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses, v'hu sameach. He's so besimcha. Why? Because he was defeated. What does this mean? Boy, reish like him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, menatzcha noisav atzev. He loses, he's ungezetz. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noitzcha noisav sameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he is defeated, he's besimcha. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'ayoymer lehashmidam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Yidden after the Chet HaEgel. Lulei Moshe Bechiroi, omad baperetz lefana. We're not to the fact that Moshe, the chosen one, stood up against him and didn't allow it to happen. Kaviyachol, Hashem wanted to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up against Hashem. There was this battle. Moshe Rabbeinu won. And in the pasuk that describes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu won, David HaMelech, Beruach Kodshoi, he was the Av of Ruach HaKodesh, tapped in and understood that the way to describe Moshe Rabbeinu in this pasuk is Lulei Moshe Bechira, Moshe the chosen one. Now you're referring to him as the chosen one? You were just defeated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Lulei Moshe Bechira, Shalei Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, Menatzchen Oysai, V'atzev, he's not happy about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitzchen Oysai V'samech. How do you see his besimcha? Because the pasuk describes Moshe Rabbeinu as being Bechir. Amar Rav Kana B'Shem Rav Shobar Yosi. Another thing Rav Kana said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel V'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbanu Namri, the rabbi said, that Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish from Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. It was really Rav Shimon ben Lakish who said this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Ma'idach, so what's in the pasuk that says, V'dei Adam mitachas kanfeim. So this is a pasuk in Yechezkel Paragalef, which means it talks about the Ma'isa Merkava, which means, like we said earlier, this is L'machasa Asik Yoyim. These are from the Sisrei Torah that we're not even allowed to try to understand. But one of the psukim in the Ma'isa Merkava says, V'dei Adam, the hands of man, were underneath the wings of the angels that were the Merkava. So said Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, some say Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said it, Yadoi Ksiv, that the way it's written, pronounced, is Videi. But if you look at the Masorah, you look at the way it's written, it's Yadoi. Yidei is Lashon Rabin, Yadoi is Lashon Yachid. So the Gemara says, what would it mean, Lashon Yachid? It's a Yadoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheprusa Tachas Kanfei Achayas. The hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Kaviyachol, is underneath the wings of the Chayos, the wings of these Malachim, in the Merkava. And what's going on in the Merkava? Kidei Lekabo Balei Tshuva Miad Midas Adeh. So, you want to know what goes on in the Merkava? It's way above our pay grade. It's impossible for us to know. But Chazal with Megala a little bit. In the Merkava, there's a hand that's stretched out. And that hand that's stretched out is the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's stretched out for people that want to do tshuva, for Chazor Bach, for people that want to come back. And Hashem is willing to take them and to save them from the Midas Aden. That's how far tshuva goes. Gedoyla tshuva, the Gemara says, Shemagas ad Kisei Yaakovit. This is a tiefkeit in that. Shemagas ad Kisei Yaakovit, that literally underneath the Merkava, there's a hand stretched out, so Yodei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaprusa Tachas Kanfei Achayos Kidei Lekabel Balei Tshuva. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmo, Rav Yehuda send the name of Shmuel, Kol Kasef Zosha, Ba'ilam Yosef Liktoi, all the silver and all the gold in the world, Yosef HaTzadik gathered, Ve'hivil Mitzrayim, and he brought it to Mitzrayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ve'ilakit Yosef is Kol HaKesef HaNimtzo. The end of the Pasuk is, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Uve'eretz Kenan. Yosef first gathered all the money of Mitzrayim and Kenan. Ve'yove Yosef is HaKesef Eisa Pari. And he brought it to Pari. So this is during the fat years, hungry years. So Yosef is playing it out with his Ruach Kodshoi. And he gathered all the money of Mitzrayim and Eretz Kenan. So the Gemara added to that. How do you know that Yosef Atzai didn't only take from Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Kenan? That's what the pasuk says. But how do you know that he went above and beyond? That he took all the money from everywhere? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'chala Aretz bo Mitzrayim. V'chala Aretz. Everybody came to Mitzrayim. Okay, Shaul, you saw me Mitzrayim. When the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, Halui Mohem, they ended up taking all this money with them. Shenema vayenatzlu etz Mitzrayim. So we appreciate what it means, va'achrechen yetzu b'chush gadol. What was the va'achrechen yetzu b'chush gadol? They took all the money, all the silver. This was the rechush gadol that they took. V'chala aretz bo Mitzrayim, u'kisha olu yisrael mi Mitzrayim. All that money that was in Mitzrayim is what they took. So what does it mean by natzlu etz Mitzrayim? Literally, it means they emptied out Mitzrayim. But the Gemara says, Rav Asi says, more specifically, Asu kimitzuda zu she'em ba dagon. So trappers would put dagon, they would put grain inside their traps, because like this they'd be able to catch their prey. So they made Mitzrayim like a mitzuda that has no dagon. It's worthless. Rav Shim ben Lakish amar kimitzuda she'em ba dagon. They made it like the depths of the sea, the parts of the sea that where there's no fish. That's what Mitzrayim ended up looking like. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that there's something a little deeper going on. Vayinatzlets Mitzrayim is referring to the Netzoitzis of Mitzrayim. So we spoke about this not so long ago from Tzadik HaKoyin and the other Sfarim that say that part of the Yid's purpose in Golus is to go to these different lands and to tap in to the Nitzitz of Kedusha that Toma has and to be Maileh, to be Miroimim. That's part of of a Yid in this world, and that explains on a Kabbalistic level a little bit what Golus is all about. When the Yid were Mitzrayim, Vayinatzus Mitzrayim, they took out all the Netzoitzis of Mitzrayim. And that's why the Sfarim say it was Usser for a Yid to go back to Mitzrayim. It says in the Torah three times, a Yid's not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. Why can't a Yid return to Mitzrayim? Because there's no purpose anymore. Because the whole idea of our interaction with Golus is to uplift these netzoitzos, but the netzoitzos were taken out. Vayinatzlots Mitzrayim. But that's al derech soit. Al derech pshat, it means kimitzuda zu she'im badagon or kimitzula she'im badagon. So what happened to all this money? Where did it all go? It's a good question. Says the Gemara, vayimunach ad rechavam. It remained with the Jews until the times of Rechavam. And then in the times of Rechavam, which coincided with when there was machloikis in Klal Yisrael, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. It coincided with the time when there was Machloikis, Rechavam, and Yeravam, and then you had the Aseres Hashvatim, and the other two tribes. So right around that time, Bosh Sheshach, Melech Mitzrayim, Shishach, who was the king of Mitzrayim, came with Nathan Rechavam, he took it from Rechavam. Shenema, Vayibah, Shana, Cham, Yishas, Melech Rechavam, Olo Shishach, Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yerushalayim, Vayikach, Es Oitzreis, Beis Hashem. That's Oitzreis Beis HaMelech. You know what Oitzreis Beis HaMelech is referring to? The Oitzreis of Yosef. He walked off with everything. Ba Zerach Melech Kush, not from Shishak. Now Zerach was the king of Shush, from Kush. He took it from Shishak. But Asa then came. He was a Melech of Yehuda. Unatolu Mizerach Melech Kush. He took it back from Kush. The Shigroi, and then he sent it as a gift. It's a lot of money. It's a big gift. Lahadrimoin ben Tavrimoin. He was the king of Aram. Bo Bnei Amoin, the Bnei Amoin came not from Adrim ben Tavrimon. But Yehoshaphat, who again was a Melech Yehuda, who not from Bnei Amoin. So this money is making its rounds. Vayamunach, and remained by the Yidden ad Achaz, until the times of Achaz, who was again a Melech Yehuda. Ba Sancheiriv, and then Sancheiriv came, he was Melech Asher. So Sancheiriv was Mevalvel de Umois, that's one thing he did. Another thing he did was Unatloy Me Achaz. He took all the money from Achaz. Ba Chizkiya, then Chizkiya came, Unatloy Me Sancheiriv. Vayamunach at Tzidkiyo, and remained by the Jews again until the times of Tzidkiyo. Bo Kazdian, then the Babylonians came, Untalu mit Tzidkiyo, they took it from Tzidkiyo. Bo Parsin, then the Persians came, Untalu mit Kazdian, they took it from the Babylonians. Bo Yevonim, the Greeks came, Untalu mit Parsim. Bo Roimim, then the Romans came, Untalu mit Ad Yevonim. And where's the money now? Vadayamunach b'Roimim. Says the Gemara, it's still in Rome. There's another place where you find such a lashon, in Ovis de Rab Nosson. It's in Perik Mem Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Dvarim Asuyin Ugnuzin Elohim. There were certain things that the Yidden used in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they were hidden. Oil Moyed, the Kelim Shmoyed. Well, the Kelim learned Oil Moyed. The Oroin, the Shivrei Luchos, the Tzintzenes Amon, the Hamata, the jug that had Shemen HaMishcha inside of it, Umakle Shalaharin Shkedeo Procheh, the magical stick of Aharon, Ubigde Kohuna, Ubigde Koy Moshiach. Avol says the Avos Rav Nosson, Machteshe Shal Beis Avtinos, the mortar that they used to prepare the Ketores, Shulchan, Umenoira, Uparoiches, Vitzitz, Adai Menachem B'Rayim. These things are still in Rome. So we know from the Arch of Titus that it seems that Titus was walking off with the menorah. There's been some question about it because it doesn't necessarily fit the specs of the way the Torah describes the menorah was supposed to be. But if a little bit of hashkafa from a Torah's perspective, what happened to the menorah? It was certainly taken by the Romans. That's an Avos Rav Nosson. Titus took the menorah, and the Avos Rav Nosson concludes v'adayim munachim b'roimi. Just like our Gemara says with regards to all the riches and all the spoils that trace themselves so far back, literally, this was the money that Yosef HaTzadik was melakeit. He brought it all to Mitzrayim. It made its rounds. Literally, it traveled around the world. But where is it? There were three treasures that Yosef HaTzadik hid in Mitzrayim. Achas Nisgal L'Korach. One of them was revealed to Korach. Achas Nisgal L'Antoninus Ben Asferus. Second one was
Antoninus, also known as Marcus Aurelius. He was the Roman emperor who was famously very, very friendly with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. V'achaz genuza litzadikim la'asad lavay. The other one was put away for the tzadikim la'asad lavay. Says the Gemara, oisher shamer l'baylov l'ra'asay. There's a concept where a person could have ashirus, but it's shamer l'baylov l'ra'asay. It's really meant to take its owner down. What's an example of that? Amar Rav Shem ben Lakrzu Ashrei Shel Karach. So we just mentioned that Karach was a gvir. He was the beneficiary of one of the three treasures that was hidden by Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Gemara, Karach is exhibit A. He's an example of someone who was an oisher, but it was shamer l'baylov l'ra'asay. Ultimately, it took the person down. How do you know that? The pasuk says ve'iskol ha'yakum asher b'ragleihem, that when the ground opened up and it swallowed that das koirach, it didn't just take that das koirach, it took the yakum asher b'ragleihem. Amar Rabbi Elazar zema moyne shel adam shemamidei arach. It's referring to a person's money that gives him a shtolz. Koirach had a shtolz because it's given a gvir, but ultimately that shtolz ended up with him and his family and the whole thing being a very, very big mess. So what caused it? What caused it was his ashirus. So this is oisher that was shamal abayl of the ross. And the Gemara gives another example of this. Amar Ablevi, Masa Shal Koirach, Sholish Meis, Prodois, Levonois, Hoi, Maftachois, Basic. You want to give an idea of how wealthy Koirach was? So he had 300 white mules that were all carrying what? Keys. Keys to what? To the safe. So he had so many safes that he needed 300 mules to carry the keys. The kulu and all of them was aklidi v'klipi the gilda. These were all made of a certain leather. But the point is these were his keys that he used for his safes, which just goes to show the incredible ashiris that he had. So we have a pasuk that says oisha sham of lebaylov lirasi. It's a pasuk in Koheles. Shlomo HaMelech said it. Shlomo HaMelech said something else. This is in Mishlei. He said, Birchas Hashem mi ta'asher, the Ashiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bracha for the Yosef Etzavimah, and doesn't bring any atzvos with it. So we have two psukim that seem to suggest something very different. There's a concept of oisha that shom of l'bayl of l'ra'asa, with Ashiris is literally a hechitimtza to take a person down. You know, think of it that way, but that's what it is. And then there's an idea of just the opposite. Birchas Hashem itahashem v'lo yosef etzavima. It's not l'rasa, it's kulay toiv. It's literally v'lo yosef etzavima. And the truth is, it can be both ways. Sometimes it's v'lo yosef etzavima, and sometimes it's shama levail of l'rasa. I once saw the Chassam Sofer says, that's why when we bench Geshem, we say l'bracha v'lo l'klala, we say l'chayim v'lo l'mavis. What's the point? Because we're davening for Geshem, we're davening for Parnasa. But at the same time, we daven that it should be Birchas Hashem itahashem. It should be l'chayim, it should be l'bracha. It shouldn't be chalila oisha sham of the Bible of the Rasai. It shouldn't be l'misa, it shouldn't be l'klala. Tzdiash adish kisodcha me'oidcha simen. Omar, Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rab Yonason. A fascinating Gemara, returning to our regular program, which of late has been halal. Oidcha Hashem ki ani sani. This is the way we finish Halal. So the Gemara now is going to tell us a little bit of the rest of the story, a little postscript in terms of the history of these psukim. So we're exactly do these psukim originate? And really, it begins with the story of Shmuel HaNavi coming to Yishai, who's the Gadol Adar, and telling Yishai, one of your sons is destined to be king. Hashem, as a Navi, sent me to your family, and he says, one of your sons should be king. So Yishai takes his sons and he lines them all up. One's more chashuv than the next, and Shmuel looks at them, kicked off the shtern, it's not you, it's not you, it's not you. He goes literally from one to the other. Says, something's wrong. I had a nevuah. Hashem told me to come to you. One of your sons is going to be the next melech. Mashiach's going to come from him one day. Beis HaMikdash is going to be built through him. It's none of these sons. Maybe you have another son. He says, I do have another son, but he's a shepherd. He's definitely not the one that Hashem wants. Shmuel said, listen, it's none of these. So it maybe is him. They bring David. Shmuel looks at David and he says, Ki oisei bachar, he's the one that Hashem chose. So after this all happened, everyone's mesmerized. Nobody could believe what exactly took place. So David HaMelech is told that he's literally going from rags to riches. He's going from being the shepherd, the son that the father didn't have a Havamina, Ben Benoit Shal Havamina, maybe he's going to be the one, to becoming David, Magen David, literally, V'samti L'cha Shem Im Agdoilim. That's who David HaMelech is about to become. So when David HaMelech heard that, he said, Oitcha Ki Ani Sani V'atehi Li Lishua. He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oitcha Ki Ani Sani, David, you answered my tefillas. Seems David HaMelech was davening. He wanted something to become from him. So he said, Oitcha Ki Ani Sani. You know who said it? Amad David. David's the one that said that. When Anthony said that, so Yishai commented. And he said, Evan Ma'asu Aboinim, Hoysel Rosh Pin Amad Yishai. Yishai said, the stone that Ma'asu Aboinim, that all the builders didn't want to have anything to do with, it was Ma'us by them. It was the Rosh Pinah. That Noch 7 Apinah happened. David was Ma'asu Aboinim. And he ended up being the Rosh Pinah. When the brothers heard this, they couldn't believe it either. They said, there's only one answer. This is clearly coming from Hashem. And not just that, he niflos beineinu. This is a pella. This makes absolutely no sense. And when Shmuel heard that, he said, you're going to look back one day, you're going to realize, there's going to be tremendous simcha that's going to come from this day, because David is the one. And through David, all the Yeshuas are going to come, says the Gemara. When the brothers heard that, so they accepted it to their credit. And they said, Ono Hashem Hoshiyono, Hashem, save us. Not from David. They meant, Hashem, save us. Chitaka, come Yeshuas through this Malchus. When David heard that, he said, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, Amar David. He said, Hashem, give me the Hatzlochno. I need Hatzlochno. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Amar Yishai. So this seems to be referring to when Shmuel HaNavi showed up initially. So, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Berachnuchem ibeis Hashem. That was Shmuel's response. Kel Hashem vayar lanu amru kulan. Everybody said, Kel Hashem vayar lanu Hashem, you should give us our. Isru chag bavoisim amar Shmuel. Shmuel said that because of what just happened, it should be very festive. Let's bring karbonos. Isru chag bavoisim at karnas amizbeach is a reference to karbonos. And keli atavoy deko amar David. David said, keli atavoy deki, praised Hashem again. The Marsha says that what it's referring to is that David HaMelech, as we'll see in a minute, he was the one that led the benching. He said, Rabbi Yisrael Mevel benching by the Brichas HaMazon. That's the Keli Ato Ve'oideko Elikayirim Emeko of Omar David and Elikayirim Emeko Amru Kulon. That was the Baruch She'achalnu Mishaloi V'du V'chayinu. That was everybody's response. A classic. Zokti Gemara Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah, Mokam She'nohagu Lichpoil Yichpoil. So there were different menhagim about the way Hallel was recited once upon a time. We mentioned the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Chanukah earlier in the week, where the Rambam discusses the different minhagim that he's observed in terms of reciting Hallel based on the Gemara and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, but our Gemara talks about it a little bit as well. So it says the Gemara like this, there were places where the minig was that every single pasuk in Hallel was said twice. So if you are in a place like that, if that's the minig ha-makim, going back to Perek Makim Shanagu, feels like a long time ago, Yichpa, you should do that. You should repeat every pasuk. Lifshot, if the minig is to say each pasuk once, Yifshot, say it once. Levarich Acharov, if the minig is to say a bracha after Hallel, Yivarich, which is what we do, by the way. We say, Yahaluch Hashem Alekeinu Al Kol Maasecha, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulubat Hashbachis. And that's the way we finish out. So if that's the minig, then that's what you should do. Avala Fanda Mitzvah. As it relates to making a bracha, that's not even doing a minig. That, of course, you do. Hallel's a mitzvah, and you make a bracha on mitzvahs. Damar Vidam Hashmul Kol Mitzvah Baruch Aleim Ayvel Ar Tziyasim. You have to make a bracha before you make a mitzvah, and you make it when? Before the mitzvah. So therefore, the minig to say it twice, that's a minig. Once, aicha minig. A bracha afterwards, a minig. What about the bracha? That's not a minig. That's something mitzvah levarech. And why do you make the bracha before? Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahis mevarech aleim oiver liyasiyasim. Says, umay mashvat hai oiver lishan k'dumehu. So Shmuel obviously meant oiver liyasiyasim before the bracha. Why did he use that word? Where do you find oiver means before? The Gemara gives three examples of it. Amr Rav Nachman Ma'id Yitzchak D'Chsev Ayor, it's Achimatz Derech HaKikor Vayaber Es HaKushi. Achimatz went ahead of the Kushi. Abayom Abayah says Mehochav, who Avar Lefneim? Yaakov, when he met Esav, so he walked in front of his family. Avar Lefneim, he was in front. Yikadami, some say Mehochav, Vayaber Malkon Lefneim. There's a pasuk in Micha, describes Melech HaMashiach, that the Melech is going to go in front of them. Hashem the Roish, Hashem is going to be in front of them. But either way, there's three psukim, Shmuel Beis, Bereish Islam and Gimel, Micha, three psukim that the word Oiver means Oiver Las. It means before. So, it's on the topic of how you're supposed to say Hallel. Rebbe Koifel Badvar. Rebbe had the minig to say most of Hallel once, but Koifel Badvar. There was certain psukim in Hallel that he would say twice. Which psukim? So, the Rashbam says
that the psukim that he was kaifel was Mi baruch haba b'shem Hashem berach nucha mi beis Hashem until the end of Hallel. It was those psukim that he would say twice. Rab Loz ben Pratim Moisev Advar. He would add a little bit more. So he wouldn't just do that, but he would do a little my Moisev. What was he Moisev? So this the Gemara already explains. Amar Abaya said Moisev lichbo me oitcho lamanto. He would start from oitcho. So Rebbe's minig was Baruch haba b'shem Hashem until the end. He would say it twice. Rav Elazar ben Prata did more. Abaye said more is from Oitcha, and that's what we do. And that's why when we say Hallel Pashut. Pashut as in what the Gemara means. Each sentence, we say one time. But the last 10 Pesukim of Hallel, we repeat. Oitcha Hashem ki'ani sani v'ati li lishua. Oitcha Hashem ki'ani sani v'ati li lishua. Ever masu abayim hoysu l'shpina, we say again twice. Me'is Hashem hoysu zois twice. Zne ha'yoyim osa Hashem no'gidu v'nisbukhabay twice. On Hashem ha'shirna, on Hashem ha'shirna, it's twice. On Hashem ha'tzulichan, on Hashem ha'tzulichan, it's twice. Baruch ha'ba b'shem Hashem, keil Hashem ha'yar lonu, keil yata v'yedek l'kai re'me meko, and then hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv kilo yilam chaz lo'y, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv kilo yilam chaz. That's the end of Hallel. And that is those last 10 psukim were kaifel based on it. So the women hug him with everything was done that way. We saw the Rambam's minig that he brings that two words, Halleluka, 123 times, Keneged Shnoisav Shalahar Nakayin. Now, what about Yehalleluka that we say at the end of Hallel? That's the bracha. That's already a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Melech Melech Batash Bachas. That's not the essence of Hallel. But the point is, as it relates to the essence of Hallel, the last two psukim, we are kaifel based on this Gemara. And today's daf ends with an epic classic. Darash Rav Avira. Rav Avira Darshan. Zimnen Amal Lamash Meder Rav Ami. Vizimnen Amal Lamash Meder Rav Asi. Sometimes he would say it in the names of Rav Ami, and sometimes he would say it in the names of Rav Asi. Ma'idach Sivat Shrine, the pasuk that says, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal. The Yeled got older, referring to Yitzchak. Vayigomal. Okay, Vayas Avram Mishta Gadol, and then Hashem made a very, then Avram made a big party. B'yoymi Gomelas Yitzchak says the Gemara. What's this suda he's referring to? The Aser Hakadosh Baruch Hu asks his suda letzadki b'yoymi sheigmal chazel zarsha Yitzchak. It's referring to suda that's going to happen in the end of days, the day that Hashem is going to be goymal chesed with the family, with the descendants of Yitzchak. Meaning, la'asid lovei, la'achash oichel m'shoisin, after this big suda, noisin lo'il Avram Avinu koishal baruch levarach. They're going to bring Avram Avinu, and they're going to offer him benching. Ba'imelam, they're going to tell him, Avram Avinu is going to say, Eini mevarach, I can't bench. Why? She'yatza mimeni Yishmael, because Yishmael came from me. And if Yishmael came from me, I'm not worthy. I'm going to leave Yitzchak. So Hashem's going to turn to Yitzchak. No, Yitzchak, you want to lead the benching? Toilu varech. I'm going to say, Eini mevarach, she'yatza mimeni Esav. I had Esav. I can't. I'm the Yaakov. So I was going to say Yaakov. Toilu varech. I'm going to say, Eini mevarech. She'yatza mimeni Esav. I was married to two sisters at the same time. Even though I had chishboinus from Chaim Velashim, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it was awesome. I'm like, Moshe. Hashem's going to tell Moshe, Tolu Varech, you bench. I'm like, Eni Mevarech. Shaloi Zachisi li Kones la Eretz Yisrael b'chayv le b'moise. Because I didn't merit to enter Eretz Yisrael. I'm like, Yeshua. So Hashem's going to tell Yeshua, Tolu Varech. I'm like, he's going to tell Eni Mevarech. Shaloi Zachisi le ben. I have a son. How do you know Yeshua didn't have a son? That's not before. Everything until now we know. How do you know that Yeshua didn't have a son? It's a passing in Divrei Hayamim. Nun benoi Yeshua benoi. In the yichus of Yeshua, it stops by Yeshua. Kinera, he didn't have a son, and that's why it doesn't go any further. So Imelei LeDavid, finally, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yeshua, everybody turned down the opportunity to lead benching. So Hashem is finally going to go to Davin, and he's going to say, Tolu Varech. Maybe you should be the one to bench. I'm Elohim, he's going to say, Ani avarech, yeah, yeah. I'm going to bench. And it's appropriate for me to bench. You do that the Chetush Arim said, that why did David HaMelech feel that he's the one that's able to bench? Or why was he Zoicha to be the one ultimately that's going to lead the benching at the Mishta Gadol in the end of days? So the Chetush Arim said, because throughout Sefer Tehillim, you find that David HaMelech was singing Shira. He was praising Hashem not only for the good things that happened, but even for the not such good things that happened. Mizmor leDavid bevarchay mipnei Avshalom benoi. David HaMelech was always singing Shira. We just saw an Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, "Who said Oitcha ki ani sani v'atihi li Yeshua?" David HaMelech said it. Oitcha ki ani sani. Pashit Oitcha ki ani sani means he praised Hashem ki ani sani. Hashem, you answered my prayers, and as a result, Oitcha. That's Pashav Shat. But the Chidah and Pesach Inayim, and it's Yedua and Yeshiva from the Beis HaLevi, who said a different taich. Oitcha ki anisani. Anisani is Miloshin Inui. It's Miloshin Tzaris. David HaMelech was Oitcha ki anisani vatehi li Yeshua. He didn't only praise Hashem, he didn't only thank Hashem for the good that he had, he praised Hashem even for the bad that he had, even for his Tzaris. It was Oitcha ki anisani. David HaMelech, who praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the darkest of times, he was Zoicha
that in the end of days, when it's going to come time to bench, we need someone to lead the bench. David HaMelech didn't stop singing Shira. David HaMelech was always singing Shira, even in the darkest times. I once thought that the Gemara says that after Yeravim ben Avot, so he was Chaytiu Machti Sarabim, and he did all the worst things in the world, and Chazal speak about Yeravim ben Avot in unimaginable ways. Yet, there's a Gemara Perek Chelek, the rest of the story. Hashem comes to Yeravim, and he tells him, Chazar Bach, do tshuva. Vani v'atou ben Yishai netal ben Gan Eden. If you do tshuva, me, you, and ben Yishai, we're going to go for a spazir together in Gan Eden. I'll bring you all the way back. This is the yad that's underneath the Ma'aseh Merkava that's stretched out to spear you, Yeravim, from the Midas Adin. All the way up. We'll go in Gan Eden. It's going to be just the three of us. We're going to go for a spazir. See, Yeravim said, really? Mi b'roish? Who's going to be first? So Hashem said, ben Yishai b'roish. If that's the case, I'm not interested. Again, yeah, it's impossible to understand the Gemara. So there's a lot of Torah about Yeravim. Really, and here Hashem is reaching out to Yeravim. How Yeravim could have possibly said me b'roish v'advarim atikin? But there's another thing you see in this Gemara that doesn't get as much airtime, and that is David HaMelech was zoicha to stroll with Hakadosh Baruch in Gan Eden. Why was he zoicha? So I once thought David HaMelech said gam ki elech begeit salmaves. David HaMelech said I used to spatzir with the Eibush in the Valley of Death. Gam ki elech begeit salmaves lo iraro ki ata imadi. David HaMelech was always holding that yad. He was always holding the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begeit salmaves, he was holding the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David held the hand of Hashem begeit salmaves. David HaMelech is zoicha to be in a tile began Eden. You were with me in the darkest of times. There's going to be a day where we're going to be together. David HaMelech said, Chedush HaRim was always singing Shira in the darkest of times. The whole Tehillim is more Shira. It's more Tehillim. His whole life was Hallelujah. His whole life was Shem V'Shevach. It was all about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in the end of days, when everything is going to be clear and everyone's going to be able to exhale and breathe and we're going to get past all the gullus and all the tzaris, there's going to be a time. Who's supposed to bench? David HaMelech's going to bench. Ani avarech v'li na'al avarech. That, the Chedush HaRim said, is the tifkai, and why David HaMelech's going to be the one that's going to lead the benching in the grosser suda that's going to happen. La'asud lavoi, b'mehera b'yameinu amin.